What if there were a 2-for-1 sale on kilowatts? Your power bill would be cut in half. Not a bad result for your monthly budget. Energy drives everything we produce and consume, and global energy consumption continues to grow year after year. The 2-for-1 image came to mind as I talked with Professor Jeannie McHale of Washington State University. McHale is a chemist who researches an alternative approach to making solar cells that produce electricity. As McHale told me, there's no question we have a lot of solar energy that strikes the planet each day. It's an oft-quoted statistic that just 1 hour of sunlight all over the planet has enough energy to give us what we need for a year. The challenge, of course, is capturing that energy at economical rates. Traditional solar cells are made of expensive and high-tech ingredients. They work, but at a relatively high price and with negative environmental impacts. For some time now, scientists have been looking at an alternative version, what are called dye-sensitized solar cells. Most researchers use synthetic organic dyes or dyes containing an element called ruthenium. The McHale lab is one of the few using plant dyes. McHale studies pigments like betanin, one of the molecules that makes beets red. Betanin can be used in these alternative solar cells. Recently, McHale and her team found a way to have each photon striking the betanin produce 2 electrons. As McHale said to me, this means we could double the electrical current of dye-sensitized solar cells. One of the challenges for McHale is that a 1-electron reaction occurs in parallel with the desired 2-electron reactions, producing what chemists call a free radical. These are highly reactive and damaging molecules. The free radicals in the dye-sensitized solar cells damage the betanin. Currently, McHale is working on what are called copigments, molecules that can be attached to the betanin to make it more stable under the influence of free radicals. Calculations show that the maximum possible efficiency of dye-sensitized cells is about 30%. What's been achieved so far is 13%. That doesn't sound too good until you learn that plants, in their process of photosynthesis, have an efficiency of about 1%. As McHale said to me, the joke is that if plants went to the government for funding, they would never be awarded a grant.